This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The White House says President Joe Biden on Thursday will present a six-pronged strategy intended to fight the spread of the highly contagious coronavirus Delta variant and to increase U.S. COVID-19 vaccinations. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Wednesday that Biden would announce some new elements in America's fight against COVID-19.
We want to be specific about what we're trying to accomplish in this moment and what these six steps will do. We know that increasing vaccinations will stop the spread of the pandemic, will get the pandemic under control, will return people to normal life. That's what our objective is. So we want to be specific about what we're trying to achieve.
The United States, which leads the world in COVID-19 cases and deaths, is struggling to stem a wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, even as officials try to persuade Americans who have resisted vaccination to get the shots. The head of the World Health Organization is calling on rich countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines to refrain from offering booster shots through the end of the year, expanding a call that has largely fallen on deaf ears. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that countries with large supplies of the shots should wait and help poorer countries get their vaccination campaigns going.
High-income countries have promised to donate more than a billion doses, but less than 15% of those doses have been materialized.
Tedros said that he was appalled at comments by pharmaceutical manufacturers who said vaccine supplies are high enough to allow for booster shots and vaccinations in countries in dire need of them, but facing shortages. The United States and other nations have already begun some vaccine booster shots for vulnerable people. This is VOA News. Former Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Wednesday he fled his country last month for the United Arab Emirates to avoid bloodshed in the streets of the capital, Kabul, as Taliban insurgents took control. He also denied plundering government funds as he left. Ghani said, in a statement, "I left at the urging of palace security, who advised me that to remain risked setting off the same horrific street-to-street fighting the city had suffered during the civil war of the 1990s. Ghani denied taking tens of millions of dollars from the Afghan treasury, calling the charges completely false. The former president and his family fled to the UAE shortly before the fall of Kabul. A UN-sponsored high-level ministerial meeting on Afghanistan next week will seek to raise more than $600 million to provide life-saving humanitarian assistance for nearly 11 million people until the end of the year. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The World Food Program reports one in three people in Afghanistan is going hungry. WFP spokesman Thompson Theory says the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the country will worsen during the fast approaching winter season. He says WFP is racing to pre-position food before the snow cuts off access to large areas of the country.
We have called for resources and we are urgently requiring $200 million to assist 14 million people between now and the end of 2021.
The UN assures international donors none of their money will end up in government hands. UN officials say all money is channeled to implementing agencies on the ground who will put it to good use. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The Paris terror trial has opened for 20 men accused in the 2015 attacks that left more than 130 people dead. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the month of September will be dedicated to laying out the police and forensic evidence, and October will be given over to victims' testimony.
A woman whose son bled to death at one of the cafes says the month dedicated to victims' testimonies will be crucial to both their own healing and that of the nation. She adds, the assassins, these terrorists, thought they were firing into the crowd, into a mass of people, but it wasn't a mass, she says. These were individuals who had a life, who loved, had hopes and expectations, and that we need to talk about that at the trial. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials closing down 0.2%, the S&P dropping 0.13%, and the NASDAQ falling by 0.57%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.